K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Philip.
Philip, you are caller 20.
No way.
Yep, you are on the standby boarding list to go to Paris to see Tame Impala.
Dude, that is awesome. I can't believe I got through.
The drawing is Monday, and I hope you win.
I do, too. That is awesome.
If you see a $100 bill in Irvine, do not pick it up. It's got drugs on it. We'll talk about that today. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We also have People Are Dumb that involves ding-dong ditching. We have What's Up with Florida, a guy in a dress is a thief that authorities are looking for. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is a great, weird song I think you're going to love. In the 5 o'clock hour, Gorillaz tickets for their sold-out show on Monday. And we will continue to qualify you to see Tame Impala in Paris. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Give him the breathalyzer.
Another chance for you to qualify to go to Paris. Coming up in about a half hour on K-Rock. This is a block of Foo Fighters. Yesterday for the 420 Catch of the Day, we played Foo Fighters, Your Favorite Toy. It's a brand new song from their brand new album coming out later in April on K-Rock. Your Favorite Toy, Foo Fighters. Brand new Foo Fighters on K-Rock. That's called Your Favorite Toy. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to go to Paris to see Tame Impala on the way at 3 o'clock. But first, let's talk about Irvine.
An unusual discovery at an Irvine supermarket is raising concerns among shoppers. Counterfeit $100 bills were found inside and around an Albertsons store.
Well, you don't hear about counterfeit $100 bills every day.
Prompting a police investigation and hazmat response.
Well, you don't hear a hazmat response to fake $100 bills every day.
Irvine police say the first incident happened Saturday inside the produce section.
Are these ne'er-do-wells targeting people who eat produce?
They say two employees discovered the counterfeit bills on the ground and turned them over to their manager.
All right, first things first. You go to the manager? I guess you go to the manager.
Shortly after, the employees reported feeling dizzy.
Because they just gave $100 bills to their manager.
Our partners from the Orange County Fire Authority responded and determined that they were okay.
But slightly dizzy, that's not great.
But they were sent to a hospital on their own as a precautionary measure.
The only time I found money on the ground was growing up in Phoenix. There was a $20 bill. But at the time, there were $20 bills that people were wiping their butt with. And so then they would leave them, and then it would be hilarious when somebody picked it up. So I just kicked it on down the road.
Siggy Azarcon with Irvine PD says they then called in a hazmat team. He says testing revealed traces of ephedrine on the bills.
Oh, that's not so bad.
According to the National Institute of Health, ephedrine is a medication used to treat hypotension. However, it also has illegal uses.
Let me guess, meth.
Ephedrine is something that's typically used to make methamphetamine.
He says incidents like this are uncommon, but still serious.
It's a crime to have both counterfeit bills and also lace it with a drug, whether legal or illegal, to try to hurt someone because it could hurt somebody.
All right, so don't pick up $100 bills in Irvine.
3 days later, Irvine police received another report from the same store.
Well, that's just not even creative.
This time, a shopper found counterfeit $100 bills inside a shopping cart outside the store. Azarcon says those bills were sent to a crime lab for testing, and the case remains under investigation. In the meantime, he urges the public, use caution.
Like if you're going to pick up money, put on gloves, that kind of thing.
Be careful if you're going to be picking something up. If there's something does not seem right, just call your local authority so that we can check it out for you.
Right. I meant call the authorities. Don't pick it up with gloves. We only have a few more chances to qualify to see Tame Impala in Paris. Another chance is coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse, you're caller 20.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
You're in the drawing on Monday to see Tame Impala in Paris.
No way.
I don't know if you saw this, but at the Winter Olympics, ice dancers Diana Davis and Gleb Smolkin competing for Georgia used the Offspring's Pretty Fly for a White Guy for their ice skating, which was kind of strange. People are dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
I'm guilty. I definitely ding-dong ditched as a kid.
I mean, who hasn't?
Who hasn't ding-dong ditched? As a kid, I mean.
Gubbly says it's funny now, but when random ding-dong ditching started at his home a couple years ago, his wife was alone with their five kids.
The mom at home with five kids by herself?
And no one was laughing that night.
And she called me just hysterically, and they kept coming back like every hour on the hour and just...
Oh, well, that's your mistake. You don't go back to the same house over and over. I don't know why there's children's chimes underneath this report, but there is.
It got really escalated to the point where she called the police to come and check on her.
It's still happening.
We're dead asleep in the middle of the night, and so it's like you hear the ring, and like instantly your heart just like goes off your chest.
If your heart goes off your chest, you have bigger problems.
It sounds frustrating.
Extremely.
So they started keeping the porch lights on, invested in a camera, and once...
Seriously, why the kids' little bell music?
Gubbly even chased and confronted some doorbell ditchers.
I was pretty upset, just kind of like, you know, my family's sleeping, you're waking up my kids.
This sounds like a pretty cool dude.
This can be very dangerous.
He's not wrong. Incidents across the country have ended tragically.
In Texas?
Including the shooting death of an 11-year-old boy in Texas last year.
Now they're watching the video of the kids ding-dong ditching and critiquing their style?
They look like they're incapable, and the one... almost falls.
Hoodies on, hurried steps, panic as they scurry away.
Amateurs, am I right? Got a story about a guy wearing a dress stealing from storage spaces. Coming up in What's Up with Florida on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
There's a sheriff named Grady Judd who is in Polk County, Florida, and he likes to tell the stories of the dumb criminals that he catches himself. So here he is talking about this criminal in Florida.
So here's the deal.
Oh, he also calls the deal dill.
We're working an investigation, and I've told everybody 100,000 times, there's cameras everywhere.
I feel like everybody knows that by now. There's cameras everywhere, literally.
This guy
is 30-year-old Travis Lee Lowry.
He's dressed in women's clothes.
He's not trying to pull it off. He's not trying to look like a woman. He looks like a dude in women's clothes that doesn't care that he looks like a dude in women's clothes.
He's got on a dark gown, some kind of lacy thing.
He has a full-length gown with lace.
Travis Lee Lowry, 31, from Winter Haven. He dresses up like a woman, breaks into a storage shed.
Finds a storage unit where the rolling door is not locked, and he rolls it up and crawls underneath it in his gown.
Climbs underneath, gets two suitcases, and comes out.
It was like he knew that those two suitcases were the ones he wanted. Maybe he's familiar with whoever owns that storage space?
It's different, you know. That's why we're showing it to you.
I mean, yeah, it's different to see a man in a woman's dress crawl underneath the door of a storage unit, of course.
He was arrested. Oh, and he got some of his partners in trouble, too, downstream, but we'll give them a break today. Have a good day.
Maybe it was his glam squad. Also, maybe I never need to say again the words glam squad. Only have a few more chances for you to qualify to see Tame Impala in Paris. Another chance is coming up in less than 10 minutes here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, Kevin. This is Anna from Ontario.
Hey, Anna from Ontario, you're caller 20.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just always lucky with you, Kevin.
You are going to be in the drawing on Monday. You might win a trip for two to Paris.
Oh, I hope so, because I'm always up and I'm listening to Clayton and Allie, but they don't call me.
Well, we're rooting for you, Anna.
You know, it's funny because it's Friday and I finally got through.
Well, I'm glad you did. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The 420 catch of the day is on the way. First, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four. Three things at four. I lost it.
Oh, one, no, it's gone.
One, two, three.
Yay! Okay, number one. A 59-year-old drug dealer in the UK turned three neighboring houses he controlled on the same street into a full Home Alone-style booby-trapped drug operation. And then he left handwritten notes explaining the chaos. Prosecutors say Ian Clotten used all three properties as one connected setup, rigging them with tripwires and dangerous devices, while posting warnings that read, "Warning, do not enter these premises unless invited to do so. The premises and its surrounding buildings are booby-trapped. You have been warned. It's no joke. Everything booby-trapped." As they got farther, another note said, "Congratulations. Well done for getting this far. Now would be a good time to get measured up for your coffin and say goodbye to loved ones. This gate is electrified in excess of 50,000 volts. Enter at your own risk."
Wow.
"Be warned. The operation unraveled after UK Border Force intercepted illegal imitation firearms shipped from China to one of the houses, leading police to discover cannabis grow rooms, amphetamines, piles of cash, and traps so serious bomb disposal teams were called in and neighbors evacuated. Prosecutors stressed this wasn't Kevin McAllister mischief, but a real high-risk drug maze hazard. Though honestly, if this is what Home Alone 3 is all about, they can take my money right now.
Agreed.
Number two, a South African airline pilot has been forced to resign after it was discovered he'd been flying commercial planes for nearly two decades using fraudulent credentials.
What?
Somehow logging thousands of flight hours without anyone catching it. Authorities say the fake license only came to light during a routine compliance review, raising big questions about how background checks, international licensing verifications, and airline oversight failed for years while this guy was actively flying passengers. There was no evidence of crashes or safety incidents tied to him, which is somehow comforting, alarming, and impressive all at the same time.
This
is like Catch Me If You Can.
20 years.
You know?
I know. That's crazy.
I'm impressed, I have to admit. Number three, since it's Friday, we like to highlight movies that are coming out this weekend. How to Make a Killing. This is a comedy thriller starring Glenn Powell, Margaret Qualley, Ed Harris, and Topher Grace about a man scheming to claim his family's inheritance. That one looks really good. Psycho Killer is a horror thriller about a cop hunting a deranged murderer starring Georgina Campbell and Malcolm McDowell. And then Protector is an action thriller starring the incredible Mila Jovovich as a former operative protecting a hunted witness. I'm Megan Holiday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, this is a strange one. The name of the band is Guppy. And they met at Emerson College, then later regrouped in Glendale. They started literally rehearsing in their garage, teaching themselves their instruments from scratch and YouTube. They're called emo goofballs. And if you listen to Locals Only on Sunday nights with Miles the DJ, you've heard this song. It's called Texting and Driving. It's Guppy, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. The name of the band is Guppy, and that's called Texting and Driving. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. A chance for you to go to Paris.
Woo! Two more chances. Get on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala at 5 and 6 on K-Rock.
All right, so the Gorilla Show Monday night is sold out.
Woo! And we're going to have your final pair of tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour during the phone topic.
It's coming up next on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. You brought in a story for Three Things at Four.
Yes.
That is impossible to believe.
A South African airline pilot has been forced to resign after it was discovered he'd been flying commercial planes for nearly two decades using fraudulent credentials.
How do you get behind the wheel? Is there a wheel in a plane?
Yeah.
How do you fly a plane if you don't have a license?
I tried to find out the background story. I feel like he must have learned how to fly planes when he was younger, maybe with like his dad or something like that.
Yeah, because he didn't have any accidents or anything in those 20 years.
Nothing bad had happened. It was just they decided to do a check of everything, and then that's when they discovered it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
After two decades.
Oh, and maybe he didn't have the money to apply for the license at the time. Who knows?
And then thought he'd get caught if he went afterwards.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
He must have thought he was 19 years. He must have gone, I'm totally like, getting away with this.
I'm golden. Yeah.
You're 20. He got caught. All right. You lied to get a job is our topic this hour. You lied to get a job. When we were hiring a production guy for the Kevin and Bean show, Omar came in and I was testing him to see how much he knew about production.
Right. Different programs and
right.
all that.
Uh-huh. So Adobe Audition is one of the programs that we use. So I said, do you know how to use Audition? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay. And then I said, you know how to use Pro Tools, which, by the way, we didn't use and I don't know how to use.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we hired him, and I don't remember how long it was before we found out, but he went and learned Adobe Audition and a whole bunch more and was great at that job, but lied at the time he did the interview. He completely lied and didn't know how to use it.
That's so wild. Omar is a genius then.
He is a genius,
yeah,
for sure.
If you didn't discover in the beginning, it wasn't like he was making mistakes.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it, but he just learned it quickly.
YouTube, baby.
Yeah, probably
yeah.
YouTube. So you lied to get a job. The higher stakes, the better.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to get anywhere near 2 decades of an airline pilot.
Probably not.
But you lied to get a job. You exaggerated the details of what you can do to get a job. 800-520-1067 is the number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best phone call, it's the final chance to win your pair of tickets to the sold-out Gorillaz show happening Monday at the Palladium.
You lied to get a job. 800-520-1067. We are talking about you lied to get a job.
And the 562 said, every job I've had since college thinks I have a bachelor's degree. I'm 4 credits away from actually having it. I feel like this has to be a common one.
I would think so, too.
Because that's BS.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I love that. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Donovan.
Donovan, you're caller 20.
Woo!
You're on the standby boarding list. The drawing is Monday. You could win a trip to Paris to see Tame Impala.
Nice.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, you lied to get a job. The number's 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And the best phone call, we got your tickets to go to the sold-out Gorillaz show Monday night at the Palladium.
K-Rock, hello.
Lied to get a job.
Yep.
Okay, so I lied about 3 years ago saying I knew and had experience in aerospace.
In
what?
Aerospace.
And I got the job, and I still work in aerospace.
Oh, my God. This is higher stakes
yes.
than the story we gave out.
What exactly is your job?
Well, my old job was chemicals for aerospace, so, like, really dangerous, crazy stuff. But the job we helped build the James Webb telescope.
What? Oh, my God. So what
and is... now I work in inspection and analysis for general and tolerance dimensioning, and I do math and make sure that the parts are correct and they're safe to go on a plane.
Wow.
So can I ask what the lie was?
I'm going to keep that confidential.
Okay.
Just in case somebody's
yep.
listening.
I knew it. But that's incredible.
But it was something that you said you could do that you absolutely couldn't.
I mean, not that I couldn't. I just didn't really know as much as I said I did, which was basically nothing.
That's incredible. I'm so impressed.
But now I'm very, very good at my job, I promise.
Yo, no, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a funny story about how I got a job I shouldn't have gotten.
Yep, let's hear it.
So I worked at a pizza place, right, and I really wanted to go to upscale fine dining, and I applied for like a head bartending position, and I had to do like an expert on wines and cocktails. Never made cocktails, had no idea about wine, ended up getting the job, being the head bartender.
So what happens when someone would ask you to make a drink that you didn't know?
I just literally looked up every cocktail online, and when I had to actually deal with food critics, I would just read the back of the bottle, and I'd make up some stuff like, oh, it has a funny fruit-forward flavor with a nutty finish. They actually ended up putting my reviews in a newspaper saying I was an expert sommelier and I was a head bartender with a genius mixologist.
A genius mixologist. That is awesome.
Wow.
It was probably the most fun 5 years I ever had.
Wow. If you're confident enough about something, you can really get away with it.
That's true.
Well, I figured out that most people don't really know much about wine, so you just use some really fancy terminology and say it's a fruit forward
yeah.
with, you know, a blueberry finish or a blackberry finish. and it pairs very well with this or this.
Yes, it's got a lot of legs.
It's amazing.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a funny story about how I got a job I shouldn't have gotten.
Yep, let's hear it.
So I worked at a pizza place, right, and I really wanted to go to upscale fine dining, and I applied for it.
It is K-Rock, and it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
All right.
And we're taking you lied to get a job.
Okay, the 818 said, I used someone else's resume, and I just swapped names and locations. Then I negotiated my salary, went from 65K to 74K.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Well
confidence,
done.
Confidence, baby.
Well done.
I love you more than hate loves war.
That's
that amazing from you,
so
too.
So good.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Snap.
Nope.
It's that time.
Hold, please. No chili peppers. I gave it up for Lent.
Yes.
I got a text from our boss who said, how long are you going to do this?
Uh-huh.
And I texted back, how long is Lent?
40 days, baby. Let's do it.
We are taking your phone calls on you lied to get a job. You have a story like that?
Hey, it's Lupe.
Hi, Lupe. You lied to get a job?
I legit applied to be a phlebotomist. And I told them, yeah, I have experience. I honestly never been a phlebotomist ever in my life.
Wait, what's a phlebotomist?
What, does that mean you draw blood?
It's a vampire, yeah,
hey!
Drawing blood. So I had to watch a bunch of YouTube videos, and I ordered a kit on Amazon, and I practiced, and yeah.
No.
And you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
That scares me so much.
Yeah,
I'm so afraid of needles.
In that job for like 2 years, and after that, I was like, I'm done. I'm over this.
Wow. Thank God.
Impressive that you did it, though. That's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
So back in 2012, there was a job posting on Craigslist for somebody who knew how to do post-production engineering, and I had no f***ing clue what I was doing. I knew some computers.
Right.
But so I replied to the job posting. The guy asked me if I wanted to have an interview that same day, which, by the way, I also Photoshopped my certification as well as my college transcript.
Yes. Yes.
Go on.
So I Photoshopped, because I do like post-production, right, but I have no clue on the engineering side. So I Photoshopped all that stuff. I go in to the interview the same day, and the guy was like, all right, so, you know, when can you start?
Wait, he wanted you to start that day?
And he's like, well, how about today? Because we have a job for the AFI, American Film Institute, where we need 45 computers to be made for 2 days from now.
Oh, my
God. I was like, sure.
And so what did you do?
I actually went to the bathroom for about 45 minutes, and I Googled everything I possibly could. And not going to lie, in 2 days, I had those 45 computers done.
Oh, my God.
Wow, look at that.
Absolute legend.
K-Rock, hello.
Did I lie? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Let's hear it.
So I lied to get a tutoring job. I was like...
Oh, a tutoring job.
Yeah, I know how to do math. I know how to do all of this. First day, I didn't do, like... The only reason I lasted so long is because the kids didn't ask for any help.
Wait, you... were a tutor for what age?
High schoolers.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And then, so wait, what did you say with what your first day? What happened?
Nobody. Okay, the only reason I lasted so long is because nobody asked for any help. The kids just wanted a gossip. Then when the kids did ask for help, okay, guess what I did? ChatGPT.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So how long did you work the job? Are you still doing it?
Okay, I learned how to do it, but I was there for like 3 years.
That's a long time.
The bosses loved me. Everybody loved me. The kids loved me. I was like, yeah, it's such a great job. But, like, I was just lucky the kids didn't ask for any help.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly.
That's the perfect job, is being a tutor where you're never asked for help.
Right?
I could do that.
I know, honestly.
Nobody needs your help.
This has been a great lesson of just fake it till you make it.
Yes, it has.
Yep.
So you lied to get a job. The most impressive one to me was dude that had dangerous chemicals in aerospace.
Yep, yeah.
So and didn't know anything about it.
No, that is so ballsy. Okay, his name is Lee.
Lee, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you win. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that.
You got tickets for Gorillaz on Monday night.
That is amazing. Thank you guys so much. And, yeah, like you said, Megan, take it till you make it.
Hell, yeah.
Take it till you make it. We want to send you to Paris
to see Tame Impala, and your final chance to get on the standby boarding list is coming up at 6 on the world-famous K-Rock.